The double-decker buses with the word City Sightseeing Tours written in big letters roll around downtown loaded with hundreds of tourists every day. Robert Ramos says one thing draws them in more than anything else.
A lot of culture. You know, there's a lot of history here.
But people in big industries like aerospace, IT, and healthcare don't know a lot about the city. That's according to an imaging study by the firm Frost & Sullivan that revealed 38% of site selectors who choose a company's city for relocation or expansion are unfamiliar with what the city has to offer. I'm standing outside City Hall near San Fernando Cathedral and the historic Bexar County Courthouse. They are destinations tourists come from all over to see. But Tanya Fowler with Frost & Sullivan says outside of these tourist stops, many people don't know a whole lot about San Antonio.
Things that San Antonio, though, that we like to really talk about are things such as like our rich culture, our Hispanic population, which we're very proud of, but not necessarily those are not attributes that are going to be driving site selection.
The study says people are more familiar with San Diego, and that's what makes it one of San Antonio's largest competitors for attracting businesses. The Economic Development Foundation now has $1.3 million more to market the city. It'll now concentrate on promoting this area to big industries so that tourists...
The Spanish Governor's Palace, adobe-style building on our left, was completed in 1749.
...aren't the only ones who know about San Antonio. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.